Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoke. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Hey, Chino Liao here for this week's audio-only episode of the Wrestling Podcast. And me being here only means it's time for our monthly review of Filipino Pro Wrestling. Filipino Pro Wrestling is the new upstart wrestling promotion that just had its second show last month. The show was called Mawala Na Ang Lahat, Wag Lang Wrestling. It happened at the Power Max Spotlight Theater. And joining me to talk about FPW and its newest inception is a very tenured sports journalist. You may have read his work on Philippine Star, on Business Mirror, on ABS-CBN Sports. He covers all manner of sports. And what an honor it is to have him on here. Mr. Rick Olivares joins me today on the Wrestling Podcast. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Chino. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited.
All right. Yeah, I am excited, too. So Rick and I actually know each other from another sport, which is the world of volleyball.
Yeah.
And I was very, very surprised to see him at a lot of the wrestling shows, which just goes to show how this man really loves all sorts of sports, diba?
Alam mo, Chino, I grew up watching those, you know, the old WWE on IBC 13, and it was shown on Thursday night, 10 p.m. And that was, we had to be in bed at the time because there was school the next day. So when my parents weren't home, then I opened it, switched on the TV, and watched what I could. But when they got home, I switched it off immediately, then had to settle for borrowing Betamax tapes.
Yeah.
So that dates me.
Yeah, old school tape trader. So you know he really knows his stuff. I actually also got introduced to wrestling from the RPN9 IBC 13 days.
Nung
late at night, right? The superstars and what have you. So
definitely,
you know, we are wrestling fans from way, way back. And what better way to jump into our conversation here with the second show of FPW, this brand new promotion here. Sa Pilipinas. So Rick, were you at the first show by any chance?
I was invited, but I couldn't make it because I think it conflicted with a UAAP match. And you know, so I remember this second one, you know, when I was invited, they said, "Hey, don't worry, the Ateneo game's at 11 o'clock, so you can make it."
Right.
Yes. So I was able to make it.
Yeah. I mean, you had a good 4 hours in between, diba? So more than enough time to make it to the show. So with this new inception, I don't know if you've noticed this, but it's like a reboot of sorts, diba? Not just a restart for this former company known as PWR, but a total reboot of the company itself. So, ikaw, Rick, how did you feel jumping into this brand new product?
Well, my first answer was, why? What happened? But, you know, but it's kind of murky. So just moving on along. I think that it piqued my interest, but the question was, who was left? Who's there? Is there anyone new? And what's going to happen? But You know, Chino, when I go into these things, it's like watching, for example, let's talk about Top Gun Maverick. No, I try not to watch outside the trailer. I try not to read any articles about it. Any film, whether it's Avengers, Endgame, I just watch the trailer. That's it. I don't want to read anything. So I want to come in with no expectations. So if it's good, it's bad, it sucks or not, you know, I can formulate my own opinion, not based on anyone's hype. So I came into Mawala na lahat, wag lang wrestling with an open mind. No? So I didn't know who was going to be there. Nothing. I didn't ask anything. So it was surprised me along the way. And it was nice seeing you.
As of course, always. Sabay
tayo pumasok. And then you see some familiar faces. I told myself, okay, these familiar faces are here. They're going to help me ease myself into this new promotion. And so again, I go into these things with an open mind. I don't want to be clouded by anything. Then I will formulate my own judgment based on my experience.
So basically, wala kang expectations going in. You didn't say that. Will it feel like the old wrestling shows? Will it be something else entirely? Just an open mind.
Yes, definitely like that. No? But kasi knowing that there was whatever, some schism or whatever, no?
Right.
It had to be different. It's going to be different. I had a feeling I would miss some faces. I didn't know who was in, who was out, who's there, who's not there. Nothing. So, you know, with every announcement of the next match, I was eagerly awaiting, okay, who's next? Is this person going to show up? And I decided, wag na lang, let me just go with the flow and enjoy this thing. Diba? Yun. So that's how I approached it.
Right. So now FPW actually just had its second show. It also had its last show of the year. Now, this is notable because a lot of the wrestling promotions in the country have had shows as early as, I think, August or September. Diba? MWF has been having their weekly televised shows on GAMP, and they're having their third pay-per-view as early as next week. So my question for you is, do you think FPW debuting came too early or too late for the wrestling scene?
It could be both, to be very honest, though, because again, you have to assess who you have and what can you do with what you have. And it is in my understanding that a lot of them were not in shape. And in fact, there were some guys who did not participate in Mawala na Lahat, no? Because I know that they were not yet in shape. They're not yet ready. They're not yet conditioned. Right. So did they drop the ball on that one? I have no idea. I really have no idea. But the fact that the other promotion got going, I don't want to say it's competition, but, you know, I think that they should have figured out that they were going to go at some time. And they would have gotten people ready. And I have my own thoughts. No, I formulated my own thoughts while I enjoyed myself. No, I enjoyed myself. I thought that there were some things that they could have done, diba, for Mawala na Lahat, wag lang wrestling, diba. But I did have fun, to be honest, Chino.
Right. Yeah, no, it was a very fun show. It was very entertaining, diba, even if there were no continuing storylines, which is something that, as I assume, as wrestling fans, is important to us, diba? Continuing storyline. But because it's such a new promotion and they're starting from scratch, essentially, they didn't really need or have the opportunity to present new storylines here. So with that said, is that something that you look forward to, you were looking forward to in your assessment of the show?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I thought that they should have established some things, whether it's only the second show or if the first one was the soft launch and that the last one was the launch, then they should have already made, you know, done something, started something. Then if they don't have any shows for December, then at least it would serve as a teaser for what's to come in 2023. It would have been interesting, you know, given the, as I understand it, there are only 13 wrestlers in the roster or something like that, no? Not counting Thiago. So Thiago's part of that. So 13. I think it would have been interesting to see. Or 14. I think Crystal's still part of that promotion.
Right. Oh, Crystal. Sorry. Crystal is, I think, currently signed with MWF. So
I think she's, isn't she finishing something? Then she's going back to, I'm not sure, to be honest. But that's what I heard. But anyways, Chins, I think that it would have been nice to establish something already. Diba? Then leave people hanging, leave people talking. You know, you and I love comic books, man.
Yeah.
We read this stuff, we love cartoons, we love all this stuff. It's always good to leave something with a cliffhanger. Lalo na bitin ka, diba? So, like we all know, television series, if there are multiple seasons, they end the previous season with a cliffhanger. I thought they should have ended with something.
Right. Diba? Okay.
I have all sorts of ideas in my head, but I'm not the creative guy, diba, for this organization. But still, no, it shows promise. I just still think that they missed out on something.
Right. So it actually is interesting that you say that, because they have such a small roster compared to other promotions. 12 wrestlers is not a very deep bench, kumbaga, in terms of shows. And you're going to have to keep shuffling. This particular show, we saw James Idol Martinez wrestle twice, diba?
Yeah.
Back-to-back matches, diba? Mm-hmm. So, parang it was a weird. I just want to call particular attention to that, because he started one match as a heel and then started another match as a face. So it really goes to show how small their roster is. Do you think this benefits them or hinders them in any way?
I think it helps them also, because they're going to give a lot of air time, a lot of ring time for these wrestlers. And I like the fact that you mentioned about James, no? Heel. Technically, dun sa second match, heel pa rin siya, pero he ended up on top. Eh. Diba?
Right.
It would have been nice for him to continue that anti-hero thing. Diba? But still, no? Yes, it's a small roster. But even with small, there's still possibilities. Eh? Diba? Then build it from there. Just build who you have. You know, I'm also a marketing person, Chino.
Yes.
I cut my eye teeth in marketing and advertising. And I will always, in anything that I do that is marketing or advertising related, I will always go to the, you have to promote your product. And who is your product? Your people, your characters, your wrestlers. Diba? I think it would have been good. Granted, no, that familiar naman sa atin yan, sila Jan, di ba? Sila,
yes.
Sila Madrigal, Bayashi, familiar na sa atin yan, di ba? Yes. But still, di ba? You know what I would like to see kasi for promotions like that is you don't preach to the choir. It's nice to see you. It's nice to see other guys there. But I would love to see new people, because that's how you expand the base.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by promoting your wrestlers. Diba? And that's why I think the storylines are essential, diba?
Right.
And I feel like it would be nice to tap into, like for example, diba? Sino ba yung mga galing UP, Lasal, Ateneo dyan? Tap into that base,
right.
Diba? Tap into that base, because that's your immediate community, diba? So you want to tap into that, so you get the people from those schools to follow you. Yeah, but that's how they do it. You follow them in the UAP, NCA, then you migrate to the PBA, you migrate to the national team. And I think that helps, diba? So, you know, I saw some unfamiliar faces, but very few. It's always good to bring in new faces, diba? So that's why I think that the storylines are important. And I think that, granted, 12 lang sila, may magagawa ka pa rin doon. Meron pa rin. Diba? And it would have been good to introduce that. Diba? So,
right.
Lang.
Right. So, yeah. No, I agree. Now, yes, we should have introduced a lot more talent into this roster. I also feel like they were heavily relying on people's previous knowledge of these other wrestlers.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
Right. That's right. So, was that a problem? Tayo kasi alam na natin yung characters. We know who James Idol Martinez is. We know who Ima Bayashi is. But do you feel like that poses a problem for newer people to the product? Because there were a lot of new faces in that wrestling show.
Definitely. You know, one of the things that I love about wrestling, professional wrestling, whether it's local or foreign, are the entrance the entrance songs, the entrance hymns and all that, diba? The intros. And I think, you know, like, if let's talk about Ralph Imabayashi, diba? And that is one hell of an entrance song. Diba? It talagang, it makes you want to sing along. And when you wait for the crowd to sing along to that, diba?
Right.
And that's the fun part of it. And we know that how massive anime, manga is in this country.
Yes.
Diba? Even cosplay. They should be tapping into that. Diba? Parang, diba, like, I have my CDs of the WWF, WWE's entrance songs. I have those CDs. And I love it. Diba? I just love that song. Even, like, listening to the Generation X's intro, diba? You know, that it's become popular and famous. I think that by introducing that, you know, there should have been a part where, even before the show got going, suddenly there were, these are the songs for the newcomers here, diba, ganyan, ganyan. I don't know, there should be I think there's a website, but, you know, there should be stuff like that to tap into. And who are they? Tayo, tama sabi mo, we know them. But, you know, I worked for Mindshare, you know, previously, where I handled Gatorade as a product. And we had around 120 accounts. Well, I'm no longer with them. I left already. That's Unilever, Chowking, KFC. Whenever people come to us for sponsorship, my fellow media managers and marketing managers would always ask the people coming to us, sino ba nandyan? Who's there? I'm not going to give you money to sponsor your event. Like, I don't even know who's there. Diba? So that's exactly my point. Whether we like it or not, it is personality-based, because that's how we identify with basketball players, volleyball players, professional wrestlers. And it would be nice, diba, ako, diba, yung sila John Evander, sila Imabayashi, yun yung favorite, yung mga, yan, yung mga, those high-flying guys, those are the ones I love, because it's fast-paced, high-energy, death-defying, you love that stuff, and I love it. Like, diba, sa US, I love the cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
Diba? Absolutely love it, diba? I think people will, you know, they should go out and say that, you know, we have great characters, we have fantastic storylines, we have the crowd roaring
right
at every move. That's what you want to do, man.
Right.
And you want that excitement to translate outside. And ito, no, I'll be honest with you. I offered to Lynch, no, after the fight. I said, hey, you know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you want for your first promotion for next year, mag-presscon tayo.
Right.
Diba? Let me do the inviting. Kasi I think that it's important that the larger world gets to know you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Raf Camus in a chat, no, that my first show ever was at the old I Academy.
Right.
That tells you how long. Yeah. But I only went there once, no? And then the next time I saw the old PWR was at Asia Pop.
Mm.
Granted, exhibition lang siya.
We also saw each other there, if I remember correctly.
Well, you and I love the same stuff.
Yeah.
Diba? But I thought being in Asia Pop was fantastic. Because
right,
it introduces you to people who are not necessarily into
exactly
professional wrestling.
Yeah.
But, diba, professional wrestling is giving those superheroes that you loved in comic books life. Diba, before the MCUs and the DCUs.
Yes.
Diba, larger than life yung wrestling. Diba, masked guys. Diba, costumes and villains and all that. that was your comic books come to life. That was great. Diba? So, you know, this weekend you have Comic Kept at Mega Trade Hall.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Filipino professional wrestling is going to be, I have no idea, but sana they are, diba? You need that. You need that. And to bring in, if they need new talent, if they need fresh talent, you need also a new generation of fans. Right? But you know, like I said, baby steps lang naman. It's a new promotion.
Yeah, I mean, it's still early in their lifespan as a new promotion. But right? They're only two shows in. But these two shows have been, for me, quite remarkable because, number one, they were able to deliver straight action. And number two, the shows weren't these 4-hour slogs like we're used to, diba? Dati, papasok ka ng Power Mac, lalabas ka gabi na. Right? It's because of whatever reason, or papasok ka ng whatever venue, Bayanihan Center, and you'll leave by 6 p.m. These shows ended at 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Plenty of time left in the day to do whatever. So do you feel like these shows were just the right amount?
Definitely. Okay. I agree. That's a very good observation, Chino. I think that it shouldn't take too long. You know, maganda yan eh. People get to hang out after. It wasn't too late. Like, right. I remember the one with last year with Robbie Eagles and all that. No, that ended late.
Right.
And as much as you wanted to hang out, some people had to rush out to go home. Right. Diba? Because whether there was work the next day or not, diba? You know, that's my problem with a lot of Philippine shows. And I'm not just talking about wrestling, professional wrestling. If you go to a gig, most Filipino bands will start hitting the stage at 9:30 or 10.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? And then they spill into 2 in the morning. You go abroad, none of those shows go past midnight. They all end around 10, 10:30, 11 if ever. Because they want to party after.
Right.
Dito, you know, like if it goes past 12, I'm gonna go home, man, because I have work the next day.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I think it was great. It's compact. It was action. It was all out action, and you didn't have to wait too long, diba? The break was just right, sakto lang, not too long, not too short, and it got into the mix of things right away. So that was good, diba?
Right. Yeah. So another good thing is the debut of new talents, or a new talent like Thiago, who is apparently the king of squats. Also, another new face, diba? Another new face is Duke Ortega, who is an international grappler, shall we say. So, with these new faces coming to the forefront of FPW, do you think they add anything new or anything unique to the promotion?
Definitely. Duke looks like he's gonna flatten this entire roster. Yeah, this guy's got brute strength going for him.
And yes.
That right amount of aggression to take everyone out, you know. I'd love to see him go up against Mike Madrigal, diba? See that finger in his face, and let's see if he can make Mike eat that finger, diba? But I think he's, you know, talking to him after the event, and he, you know, he was saying, check out those biceps. But Thiago, you know, I had to yell at one point, let him do the squats. And even with James Ortiz, I had to yell also, diba? Let the man cheat. Let the man cheat. Yeah, but they're good. No? And I think it's great that while Duke got a win, it's great that Thiago did not get a win. Let him earn his spurs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Thiago is a rookie in this world, a young boy, as the wrestling term goes. So he definitely was there as enhancement talent. But I like how this early on, they already have their first graduate from their training program, which really just goes to show that FPW has a huge upswing for as a promotion, right? They just have nowhere to go but up from here. So as a viewer and as a professional sports commentator, do you feel, or is there something that you want to see from this new product?
Are we Thiago or the Academy?
No, in FPW as a whole.
Oh.
Like, is there something that you want to see in the future?
Well, you know, it would be nice to have, one, a larger roster to take advantage of your tag team roots. And I'd love, you know, cruiserweight action is always fun because these are the high flyers, diba?
You're always going to get your head. No offense, Rick, but I think here in the Philippines, technically, everyone's a cruiserweight.
yeah, but you know, you have guys like Duke that you're not, we're not right. Exactly cruiserweights, but that would be
nice. You mean high flyers or smaller that guys?
It would be good to build up that something like that, also, right. Diba? And right. Siguro one expanded roster, slowly but surely, diba? Because you can't put too many products out there in one shebang. You need to get to promote, give everyone their airtime, their stage right. time, their ring time, and I would love to see like what they did with the old promotion, like TJ Perkins, you know, Robbie Eagles. That would be massive because, you know, when that happened, Chino, I was ecstatic because I was just watching these guys on television and now they're right there in front of me. And that was great. That was a great moment for Philippine professional wrestling in general, whatever promotion. That was great. Diba? But I would love to see that. No? Sabi naman ni Red no, that there are a lot of things in store for next year. And I'm banking on that. I like to think naman hindi naman siya magbibitaw ng salita na he cannot knock it up. No? And I'm excited. I really am excited. Whether I feel that they should have done more or not, I came away happy with a smile on my face. And you know, I'm very glad that I went. Diba? Very, very glad. So, but to answer further your question, Chino, I would love for FPW to be taken, to be, for the mainstream media to pick it up more. I think that's very, very important. Whether in sports entertainment or not sports entertainment, I think it's always good that you get people talking about it, that they can't wait for the next promotion, everything, diba? That we're, you know, you can ask 10 people to write about it, but you want, nothing beats word of mouth.
Right.
Diba? Like, if Chino Liao tells me that, hey, Rick, you got to watch this. Yeah, I know that Chino knows his stuff. So I'm going to check it out.
Right.
Diba? Because you go with people with cred. People with cred, when they say, hey, you got to watch this. You got to check this out. You got to scope it and all that. I'm going to do that. Diba? So that's what you want, that word of mouth. You want, it's not just the action, but you want to what I would love to see is for this to be live on whether, I know it was shown naman eh, diba? We had a lot of people watching. I think it's good for the promotion to be on mainstream also, diba? I think that's very, very important because, again, no, we shouldn't just be preaching to the choir. You have to go out. Diba? If you're looking for new talent, you have to look for new faces.
Right.
Diba? And, you know, like, for example, eto, no? You have a lot of people who watch AEW and the other foreign promotions, but they don't watch local. Diba? And that irks me. Diba? It's like, for example, diba? You have a lot of people who root for the English Premier League squads, but they don't care about Philippine football, diba?
Right.
Per se. So, I think that's a tragedy. Diba? Why can't we translate that? Why can't we, diba? Hindi naman sa kulang ang talent ang Pilipino. Kaya naman natin eh. Diba? It's just that I think that what they need to do, what an organization like FPW needs to do is they get people who are good at, I don't want to tell them how to do their jobs. Forgive me for the people in FPW, I'm not telling you how to do your jobs. I will never even suggest that. However, I would like to say that you take advantage of what there is. It's all there right in front of you. And I think you just need to tap into that. Right? And but you know, you were asked me earlier, were they too late?
Right.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe, right. You know, because you know, you always wanna get going as soon as you can. It's always good to start to be the first one to do it. You know? As we said, no, because I also teach during this pandemic, during the lockdown, I was telling my students that even if we're in lockdown, you should be doing something. You shouldn't be waiting for the world to return back to its proper axis. You're not even sure if it's going to go back to that. So why wait? Better get a head start right now. That's why tama, no? I don't, maybe yes, it started a bit late. But then again, better late than never.
Well, very well said. And a nice way to cap off our episode here talking about FPW, mawala na ang lahat, wag lang ang wrestling. Now, of course, with all our reviews, we must go into our awards of the show. Now, I told Rick this beforehand, so I hope he has an answer. And I'll go first. My star of the night has to go to none other than James Idol Martinez. Yes, confusing na he was in different roles at the start of the match, or the start of the show, rather. But I appreciated him wrestling twice and still putting off the same shenanigans that he does. And it's no joke to have to wrestle two long or substantial length matches in a row. So kudos to him and his cardio. Definitely. Ikaw, Rick, who is your star of the night?
I will go with Jan Evander. Right. Because the guy looked really ripped. Mm. He looked marvelous, in marvelous shape. And I thought that Ralph wasn't in shape.
Okay.
I'm not used to seeing Imabayashi throw himself around like he normally does. I thought that Jan did a lot of that. But I think a lot of people took notice how ripped he was.
Right.
And how exciting those moves were. So I would give it to him, no? Because that was the match that got a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of people just yelling, oohing, and aahing.
Yes.
Diba? So I would give it to him. And I thought that if Ralph, or Ralph, I bought his merch, Ralph, because I'm a fan. And I thought that if he were a little in shape more, and I thought he looked heavier, I thought that if he was found his old conditioning, that would have been even more fantastic. Diba?
Right.
So I'd give it to Jan.
Right. So it's interesting that you say that, because for my match of the night, it will go to Ralph Imabayashi or Imabayashi versus Jan Evander. I absolutely enjoyed that match. Do you have a match of the night here, Rick?
It's the same. It's the same. That was just really terrific. But you know, the main event also was something. That was what,
the main event was also something. Chino Guito versus Mike Madrigal.
Yeah, that was brutal, man. You know, I know Mike Madrigal is his Muay Thai practitioner. And those leg kicks on Chino. Man,
oh, yeah.
Freaking
hurt. And I mean, that PK in the middle of the match.
Oh,
you really could hear that from the outside of the Powermax spotlight. So
yeah. And Chino Guinto was telling me the next day, it hurts.
I bet it didn't feel like a hug. That's it.
Can I add something?
Go ahead.
I thought that, you know, it would have been nice for Nina to be, you know, I love that match, no? Because she was
Nina talking about Nina versus Cali Nueva here.
Cali Nuevo. No? There was a part there towards the end where she was like, tap out. I'm giving everything I can. Can you tap out or something? But she locks him up. And Cali's one of my favorites. No?
Right. Like,
I always make sure that I compliment him. And he finally tapped out. I thought that for Nina, daming magandang storylines pwedeng gawin doon.
Right.
Yeah, dami. Diba?
It's also interesting to note that Nina is their only female talent who is currently active.
Exactly.
So she has wrestled two intergender matches now.
Yeah. So I think that would have been, they should, you know, for if they come back in January, they should already do something with a storyline surrounding her, because I think that even the intergender matches show a lot of promise, a lot, diba? You know what? You know what came to my head? Natural Born Killers, man.
Right. Okay.
The film Natural Born Killers.
Yes.
If she finds a partner, they can really be serious badasses.
parang a sadistic Bonnie and Clyde sort of
thing. Yeah. Right. Chino, that would be fun, diba?
Nice.
Remember during that match, Callie was about to smack her, that people in the crowd were yelling, not the face. Yeah.
Right.
Man, you know, I'd like to see her get, we're fans, no? But we'd like to see her not care about that face.
I mean, right.
Really. Really, you become vicious and all that. I don't know. That would be nice. A female heel.
Right. But, okay, now moving on with the rest of our review here. Finally, we go to our letter grade of the show. If you were going to grade this show as a whole, Rick, what grade would you give it?
I'm a teacher.
Right.
I'll give it a B-.
B-.
Only because I thought that they should have established some storylines, something, maybe not concrete, but something for people to chew on, talk about, speculate, and leave that teaser in the end. Right. So come their next event, everyone's like, holy S, what's going to happen? I got to be there. Diba? Yun lang kaya B-.
Right.
Kung if they did that, I'd give them a B+. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you again so much, Rick Olivares, for joining us today on the Wrestling Podcast. Rick, where can our people catch you if they want to hear more of your sports opinions?
Well, okay. For those watching Wrestling, thank you for Chino. And I know Stan and Ro aren't here, but thanks for having me. And as Chino said earlier, I do write a lot about sports. For my sports stories, you're in Philippine Star. For my music, lifestyle, and entertainment, you're going to find that on ABS-CBN. For Business Mirror, well, that's sports and even business. Diba? So there's a lot I do. I also do travel stories. Diba? So that's, and food. I love that kind of writing. I have a podcast also where I talk to celebrities. Joel Torre, diba? Jose Marichan. We talk about different things. So I post it on my Facebook. My Facebook is on public settings. So if you want to check out what I'm doing, it's all there. It's not on private because since I'm in media, I can't... Diba? Everything's on the record.
Right.
Diba? Everyone, so. And I'm looking forward to more FPW. I'm excited, really excited about what they're going to do and what's to come. Diba? So, yon, I'm stoked. I'm not going to miss that first show for next year.
Oh, definitely. Same here. We will see each other at a future date, and we will see you guys at the next wrestling show. Oh, so for my co-hosts who are not here, Romaran, Stan C, Rowan ASH, and Emil ASH, my name is Chino Liao. Thank you, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.